Hey everyone, thank you for all your patience putting up with my ill podcast. Oh my goodness me, looking back now, the whole day ago, it was low volume, low everything, just low, 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 low. And sometimes, you know what, like I reflected today, I was just like, good for me for showing up and like even doing them when my voice hurt. Wait, now I'm feeling so much better. I'm on track, smashing work. And do you know what's amazing, right? At work, when you work off different time zones, it makes a massive difference. If, like, for example, I went over to the States to work with my team, and because, you know, we build up such a good teamwork and we just like quite a unit that. And I know that they work all around the clock, bless them. And that I would just wouldn't say no to them, even if it's just like something that I wouldn't necessarily do. Like, they're like, oh, can you do this quickly? Like, for example, I've put my outdoor office on, but, you know, it was just like, oh, can you do this? And of course I will, because, you know, it's a different time zone and anything I can do to help. But it's so funny to like see what you will actually do to people when people ask you nicely. Where, you know, if someone doesn't ask you nicely, it's kind of like, it's quite funny because you put your feet on the floor and you're like, no. So it's not necessarily a team. So I would always encourage, right? And I know some people are just dicks, okay? I can't help that. We can't help it. Some people are unhappy, and unfortunately, because they're unhappy, then you can't be happy. Nah, it doesn't work like that. But, you know, I always completely, like, think, you know, bring the energy you want to attract, and that's the key to acting like a team. So, you know, it will do you no harm. Not that you should ever expect stuff from people, like, you know, for example, I could have just been a person where I'm just like, no. But in general, like, I get along so well with my team, and I'm very an empathetic person that, for the sake of me doing something that will maybe take 30 minutes of my time, even though, like, I logged off maybe 10:30, I got on at 9:30 at night, it just makes me feel better to know that I've then done something for my team to help them, or my project manager, you know. And then, because why, we should all suffer as a team, or we should all rise as a team, is however you want to look at it. So, you know, it is Christmas, do something selfless today. Oh, and my goodness me, sorry. So another thing that I've done selfless, if you know me, you know I fucking love Insanity. So if you ever want to see anything like that, or want more information, check out my Instagram, or my Facebook, or my Twitter. It's my hit life, my HIT life, okay? All one word. And the guy that looks after my feet, I think he's called a chiropodist. I'm really sorry, I'm really bad with that term. But yeah, he absolutely adores it as well. And I was going to throw my disc out, because, you know, I have it all on my app now, and I never, ever, ever, ever use the disc. But I know he does. So I've literally, instead of like throwing them out or trying to sell them or blah, 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 I've put them in a bag for him to give him as a Christmas present. You know, obviously I've used them and blah, blah, but it doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts, and I know he will be chuffed over the bits. So just try and do something that is selfless, that will just bring joy to someone over Christmas, especially like the really nice people in the world. Like, there's some people that always go out their way, bless them, and they give without ever expecting to receive. And it is always a pleasure to give to people like that, just to be like, I appreciate you. So, you know, I completely believe if I'm down, the world catches me. But is it the world, or is it like my view, or what I'm looking for? But, you know, for me right now, I would just love to catch someone, because you don't know what anyone else is going through. And it could be a deed that could really change their day or their Christmas. So on that note, have a lovely day. See ya.